Last year, about 7,000 women had abortions in Kansas. Most were drug-induced. It works like this. A woman takes a pill that blocks the hormone needed for a healthy pregnancy. A day or two later, she takes a second drug that makes her uterus contract. Anti-abortion researchers say they've hit on a treatment to interrupt the process. Their online ads urge women to reach out if they regret taking that first pill.
Have you ever made a choice or decision that you wish you could reverse?
They see that window of time before the second drug as one last chance.
To be moms, to have that motherhood, to own that motherhood.
It's totally God's work.
Since the first of the two abortion drugs blocks that hormone vital to pregnancy, which is called progesterone, doctors who say the process can be reversed give patients doses of that hormone to try to keep the pregnancy going. The big controversy is over the science behind unsettled claims that the method actually works, yet the idea is gaining political steam.
A new Utah law requires doctors to alert.
Monday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed a law that
at least four states have passed laws to make doctors tell patients about reversal. Others are considering it. The Kansas bill says doctors must tell patients repeatedly or face a misdemeanor. A second offense, that's a felony. So, does reversal work? Scientists already know that if a woman takes the abortion pill and doesn't follow through on that second drug, the one that makes her uterus contract, there's a decent chance her pregnancy will continue anyway. The question is, if a woman changes her mind after taking the first pill, does giving her a bunch of progesterone boost that chance?
We really don't have good quality medical evidence that that treatment is safe or effective.
Daniel Grossman wants patients to know that. He's a professor of obstetrics at the University of California, San Francisco.
This is an experimental treatment that hasn't been studied, and they need to know that there may be risks. We probably think the risks are probably low, but we can't say for sure.
Grossman says doctors should only use this treatment right now in formal clinical research, the kind monitored by an ethics panel. He and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists worry the research so far on abortion reversal is unethical and unreliable.
There's nothing at all unethical about what we've been doing.
George Delgado is a California physician who's spearheaded research into reversing the effects of an abortion pill. His organization made those online ads you heard. He says reversal is a real thing and safe.
We need more rigorous scientific evidence, but anything that's new in science and in medicine starts out in stages and it develops.
The science could become more clear next year. The University of California, Davis has separately launched a rigorous study to check if the treatment works. But states aren't waiting for the results. John Epley is a doctor and Republican lawmaker who introduced the Kansas bill. He knows the FDA hasn't signed off on using progesterone for this use, but he points out that doctors can prescribe drugs for unapproved uses.
A lot of things that physicians do with medications are what are called off-label uses.
Epley's confident that trying to reverse an abortion is safe because doctors have long prescribed progesterone to try to treat other things. Those who disagree say that's not good enough. Researchers still need to check whether this precise way of using it is safe. Senate Democrat Barbara Boyer is a retired physician who voted against the bill.
It is not appropriate for the legislature to practice medicine or mandate how a physician practices medicine.
The bill sailed through the Kansas House and Senate before landing on the desk of Governor Laura Kelly. It's not clear yet what she'll do, but she supports abortion rights. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Topeka.